Defibrillator. Yeah. That's what I'm wearing.
Yeah, right.
I'm actually wearing one right now.
Yes, Stacy.
I'm sorry, I should have introduced you. My fault. Okay.
No problem.
Okay, so roll call. So we've got everybody here now.
That we've
agenda?
I'm gonna
back up. Oh, sorry about that. I'm gonna do a backup recording on my phone too, because the last time John tried this machine, it didn't work. So, okay, we're good.
Okay.
Got two recordings going.
Okay. Meeting called to order at 5:50 p.m. Late because of the disruption at community center, we couldn't meet there. Roll call. I've got myself, Connie Mueller, Stacy Clay, the council representative, liaison, Matt Emden, and Tim Schmaltz. Okay, four of us here. Opening round. Anybody have any comments for opening round? Nobody has any comments. Okay.
It's been so long.
Yeah. Approval of minutes. Oh gosh. Is there a motion? Did everybody get a chance to read the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is there approval? Motion to approve the minutes.
Are
any modifications? Matt moves to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We got four of us that approved. No presentations, no citizens here to participate. New business, introductions. I guess that's introduction for all of us here. This is Mary Kennedy, the senior planner on the staff of John Wagner, who's the... Director of Development, is that what I call? Development?
Yeah, Director of Planning.
Okay. Okay, item number two, and let me say, I sent out an email about this a couple weeks ago, that when Jenny Wendt was our staff liaison, she really was a driving force behind us to come up with a lot of plans and things to specifically to do. And she left, and we've been, so Mary's now our third staff liaison since then. What we really need to do is, as I said here, goals, vision, and meeting format, but what are we going to do going forward? What are we going to work on? So, Mary, you want to start us here or anything?
I really just wanted this to be a discussion, how the commission sees its mission going forward, and how I can support you in that. And then in terms of meeting format, I'm happy to meet in person. There's definitely something to be said for seeing people in person and having that interaction. But Zoom is very convenient, so just kind of what works for all of you, I'm happy with.
Any ideas from people?
I like meeting in person, but I'm fine either way.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the idea of meeting in person when possible. I think from a community standpoint, inviting people to come and participate live, and it makes it, I feel a little bit more accessible to the community to come in.
Mm-hmm. And I think we've all found that in the meetings we've had too, in person much better than Zoom if we can do it, As long as COVID stays at bay a little bit, we'll be all right. In terms of goals, visions or whatever, there's a lot of stuff put in the draft sustainability plan. I've got a copy of it on here. I took a look at it, and we'll get back to the comprehensive plan too, which is on your item under new business. I took a look at the things, and what I see in there is a lot of sort of pie in the sky stuff that the students came up with. And WashU revised the plan. And the question is, working down to focus on things where A, the manpower is available, and B, the money is available. A lot of things look like talking about getting community involvement, trying to prevent people from doing some things, spending money on this and that. And I don't know, I think we need to go through this whole thing, or parts of it, maybe a section at a time, and decide what's feasible for us to approach and try to do, and what is not. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, I mean, as like an addendum to that, because I was thinking a lot about what this commission could and should do, and I guess there's some other commissions that actually have more authority in the city. Like my mom's on the Parks Commission, and I think that they need to check things off, I think, before the city can do some things. I don't think that we should necessarily have that authority But in sort of in line with what you said, I almost wish that we had easily accessible packages that if, you know, we're going to put solar panels on Centennial Commons, because I'm just picking that out, that if it came up in city council meeting or the city council people talking, or if the community was interested, we would almost have a little bite-sized resource of like, well, how much would it cost? How much power would it generate? What would it entail? Like a one-page thing. Mm-hmm. And I would like this commission to maybe be churning those things out as like almost like a resident expert for some of these little projects. And maybe start with the ones like, not the pie in the sky, but the pie on the floor plans. I don't know if that's a term, but I think I'm going to start using it. You know, like little bite-sized things where, because we're not in a consulting position here, right? Like, mm-hmm. the council may come to us and be like, hey, what do you guys think about this? But they don't need to, unlike some of the other larger, more established commissions. But I almost envisioned having, like, a corner of the website that just has nothing but links to, like, one-page sort of spit-outs of solar panels on Centennial Commons. This is what it would take. There's a whole lot of flood stuff. One of the flood projects that would be like, oh, putting in rain gardens. You know, like becoming a resource that's U-City specific. Mm-hmm. That would almost...
For general topics.
Yeah, if somebody was curious. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to get youth basketball programs started in the city again. And I don't know right now who is practicing at Pershing on, like, Thursday nights.
Yeah.
And it would be nice if like, you know, there was a place I could go to be like, what has been done on basketball? This is outside the purview of this. But if there was a one-pager thing about the history of youth basketball in U-City or something like that, that'd be a starting point for somebody new that doesn't play basketball. That's what I would like to see this be, because we're not, at best, we're consultants that aren't consulted.
Well, our official role really is that we can recommend things to council, but they've got to approve everything we recommend. Boards like the Board of Adjustment have quasi-judicial authority, mm-hmm. and can do things unless the courts overturn it. Mm-hmm. That's set to go. So that's the difference here. But yeah, so we are in a, you know, recommending position, but certainly we can recommend things. And there's often feedback from the council that let a commission examine something and then get back to them with a recommendation.
Yeah, and to sort of modify that, though, if us getting back to them was putting a one-pager or, you know, on the website, we wouldn't have to go there in person, or we didn't have to wait till the next month for that to happen.
But it'll be tricky picking all the topics.
Well, we do what we can do.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, mm-hmm. we all have specializations and interests here. Mm-hmm. At least me, I work better by myself than as a group. And I feel like we could churn out, you know, expert recommendations or expert just information in a bite-sized thing that people could access. I'm just throwing that out because it's been on my mind since midsummer.
Okay. Any other ideas? Any thoughts?
I like that as maybe like a toolkit, like the Green Practices Commission provides mm-hmm. a toolkit of go-to resources. Like, it could be geared towards new development in the city. Mm-hmm. It could be geared towards what the city is doing with its own facilities and its own services and how those can be more sustainable.
But I feel like it could also be geared to our individual passions. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm very much interested in native planting, mm-hmm. maybe I'll just do one of those real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. Or like Adam, who's not here, very much on like the construction side of things, he probably doesn't care about native planting, but he's very much interested in, you know, modifying houses to have more insulation, you know, like, or whatever. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Having our own personal interests drive us, unless the council comes and says, we want to know about solar panels on this,
right.
you know,
right.
like, mm-hmm. but in the meantime, we're churning out resources that people could consult, and have it be accessible, I think could be a tool that even when we're you know, on other commissions or moved to California or whatever, would still be here, accessible.
Some noise mounts on it.
Speaking of insulation.
So this is the sustainability plan you're referring to?
Right, yes, I've got that here.
So how does that relate to the one that Barb wrote up?
Okay, so the sustainability plan was originally put together in 2012 and modified in 2018, I think, and then the students in WashU attacked it again about a year ago and came up with a whole bunch of recommendations and things to work on. And it's so big that if we really want to look at it, I think we really want to think of one particular place to work on it, maybe one particular area to work on. I'm open to almost anything in terms of a particular area to work on. Whether we really want to tackle one of those tonight or say we're just sort of reorganizing at this meeting and trying to figure out what we'll work on next time and really dig into that next time. Again, that's just a suggestion. Unless we want to go through all these, and all six of these, and try to quickly and decide where we can really have an impact.
Is that what Barb and I like summarized?
But, yeah, is this what
last year?
I think so. That I couldn't find. Okay.
That's
the ecosystems thing.
I thought this was like a shorter version of the sustainability plan.
I wrote like a summary statement for the.
Yeah, so this is three of the points I think on here. The ecosystems, the habitat, and biodiversity. That's three out of the six are on here, on that sheet.
Yeah, I think you did do something.
I did one of them, maybe two of.
If you did, then I've lost it.
The energy one.
I've got it saved probably here, but I was. If we wouldn't have been broken up for so long, I was sort of prepared because I wrote the 2015 climate action plan and the greenhouse gas emissions. Like, I was planning on, like, sort of presenting that, not tonight, but, like, last summer, whenever the next meeting that never happened. And I did make a presentation on some basic dark sky stuff, because that's what we were talking
about.
Yeah,
we were, yeah.
And so, I think that perhaps next meeting, and I don't mind doing this, of doing just, like, a 5 or 10 minute, like, major points from that 2015 report that I wrote, because like I may have shared it with you guys, but I don't, you know, not everybody. I think it would be easier if I just even went through with bullet points of. I need to review it myself because it's been a while since I looked at it, and see where it overlaps with this, because I spent a lot of time on like Excel spreadsheets, and when I looked through theirs. A lot of theirs was like, well, go to this website and see what this is about. And then, like, go talk to this person and see what they say.
Yeah.
Now, maybe the more recent students are better.
Well, there's a lot of the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if three other areas look like they're food access, transport, and waste and materials management are the other three areas that were not on the sheet that Connie had.
Okay.
At the end of the sustainability plan, there's... spreadsheet, and it says overall report comments. Is this what you're referring to?
I don't.
Is this something else?
When I did a chapter summary or whatever you want to call it, like I think I just wrote in a Word document.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it. It can't be hiding too many places on this computer.
You're thinking of doing a presentation to summarize.
Just to summarize, and to keep you guys from having to read 40 or 50 or 80 pages.
Okay,
or
yeah.
Was.
Sounds good.
Let's see. What would it have been?
All right, so somewhere in there, if we're going to tackle the sustainability plan, I think we need to do, is we need to decide which of these six main areas that are in here we want to go after. And then try to dig in and see if we can come up with actual recommendations of things to do on one of those areas. So maybe it's worth it for all of us to spend some time between now and the next meeting and look at it and decide where might we be able to get the which is maybe importance is one thing, but also what can we do in terms of as I say it, it's manpower and finances. And the city finances are in a, as I think of it, a tight situation now, with all the money being spent on the stormwater stuff and the new police building and whatever goes there or wherever it goes, and there may be annex, and all the redoing of the building next door, Trinity Building, and things. Am I wrong, Tracy? Stacy, rather, are we... there's not a lot of money to spend on things.
Well,
that's probably always true.
So, say your question again.
So I think I'd like us to go through and look through the areas, the six areas in the sustainability plan,
right.
Try to figure out which ones, and each of us do this individually, we work on this,
okay.
Which ones we might be able to get the manpower, because some of these things mm-hmm. call for a lot of people, manpower and financial support to do
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I'm worried that the city has so many financial commitments now that there's not much money around to do things.
Yeah, I mean, so I think there's ways to approach it. There are some items, if memory serves, in the plan that would be very, very expensive. Those things are unlikely to happen. But things that are more moderately priced, or maybe just involve a change of practice as opposed to, you know, an outlay of money, you know, maybe if we did X differently, you know, that would be a greener practice, wouldn't really cost anything. It'd just mean people would have to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we focus in those areas, we could perhaps see some movement from council. While not an exact analogy, we had a presentation from the Stormwater Commission, and one member in particular, Dr. Chris. So he gave a series of recommendations. Some of the things cost money. Some of the things didn't. They were just change of practice. The change of practice stuff, we can just do. Now, I mean, I'm a staff person, so I realize that it might be easier said than done from a staff perspective, but it doesn't cost any money.
Mm-hmm.
So ostensibly, we can just go do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could use the same level of thinking here.
Okay.
I think something that trying to keep bite size with this might be to... if we had the list of action items or suggestions and almost rank them in terms of financial commitments and rank the, you know, mm-hmm. same things again, ranked in terms of manpower and in terms mm-hmm. of other like variables, just so we could easily be like, oh, well, here's a group of things that just require putting a computer over here,
right,
here,
right,
versus doing whatever is going on up there.
Right.
You know, there's two different costs
right,
now,
right,
you know,
right.
almost for an easily accessible thing for the decision makers to be like, well, we've got a lot of money, so let's look at the list of where we are,
right.
what can we do with what we've got, not knowing what's exactly
right.
on that list. But, I mean, I think that that's something that we could produce that could be helpful.
Okay.
Going through that. I tried in the climate thing that I did, all of my suggestions to at least come up with an estimate, you know, like... going, if I was like, oh, let's put solar panels over here, I at least went to some websites that seemed reasonable with, like, this is how much power would be generated, and here's what Ameren pays per way. You know, like, I wouldn't sell, you know, what I did, but certainly gives a ballpark estimate. And that's something I feel like would be helpful
yeah.
here for folks that may not know anything about this report or the inner workings of it.
Okay.
Is there anything... I mean, I just think it's a great place to start where we have the most interest from the city. And so from your two perspectives, is there anything in that report that you think the city may want to know more about but feels they don't have the bandwidth to address? I mean, I think that's perhaps one of the greatest assets we have is, you know, we're about to do some major remodeling on these buildings, but we don't have the time to do the financial analysis of putting in, you know, ground source heat pump versus, well, let's just put in this. Is, you know, tied into our, you know, our experience and backgrounds, you know, I mean, I have a lot of experience in building science and have, you know, contacts in that world. And so,
yeah, I think the council would be interested in two things. One, I've kind of already stated, are What are the no or low cost mm-hmm. things that the city could be doing differently mm-hmm. right now that just constitute a change in practices? I mean, yeah. looking out the window and I see the weather stripping actually dangling in wind, so I'm like, all right. I realize it's kind of a lot to get a ladder up here and all this kind of stuff, but these are things that we can do relatively low cost that would help with energy efficiency. I think to your point, there are. I think what would be helpful is essentially doing what John is saying.
Okay.
What are the big things that the city could do? Attach a price tag to them, and then just go down kind of the list. And so, how you articulated mm-hmm. structuring it.
Yeah.
You know. We put solar panels on everything. That would save this, but it would cost
yeah.
this. You know, I probably wouldn't put just from an effort perspective, like something costs $10 million. I wouldn't put a lot of effort into fleshing that out. You know, if we want to pursue that.
Sure. Thank you.
You're
welcome.
If we want to pursue something that costs $10 million, there's a whole process that we've got to undertake to flesh that out anyway.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't spend a lot of time on that. Mm-hmm. But again, the simple stuff that we can do that is lower cost or, you know, certainly no cost, I'd spend more time on those because
yeah.
those are the things we can grab onto.
Well, part of me just envisioned when you were talking of if we had a list of, you know, let's say 20 action items. You know, we'd organize them according to cost, according to manpower, but then also send that list to the council people and say, rank these according to what you'd like to do or what you'd think the community would support. Forget all that other stuff. And yeah, they might put the $10 million first there, but you know, that's not realistic. But then we'd have all of these, I imagine looking at columns of sorted stuff and be like, well, look, there's something that's like number 3, number 4, number 1, and it's like, well, we can do that. thing because it ranks high in all of these
okay.
categories.
Does it make sense? I go back to this. For each of us to go back and go through and make a list of maybe 15 or 20 items, or 10 or 15, from all those recommendations in here, which each of us think might be feasible in terms of money and manpower. Come back next time and let's discuss those, look at those, and try to come up with a commission list of things that we're interested in. And then see about going forward with that list.
Yeah, I almost think maybe more simply is everybody comes back going through there with just a list of what they thought was 15 or 20 action items,
okay.
regardless of anything else. And then in the meeting, we can rank them.
Okay,
here.
Fine. Okay, but something like that. Okay.
Yeah, I think that
I wouldn't know anything about cost.
Right, but like, so anything. We would just be searching for this looks like. An action item, write it down. And, you know, if the list is 40 or 50, that's obviously too much. That's, you can't manage something like that.
I'm just trying to get us to a starting point where we can...
Yeah, I think that if each person came back with whatever they gleaned as action items from there, whether regardless of any variables, right, then we can come back here, put all of our lists together. Hopefully everybody picked the same 15.
Yeah.
And then we can start to sort them according to what we think would be... You know, cost, manpower, feasibility.
Yeah.
And then we could send that same list to the council people or anybody, really.
Mm-hmm. And what I will commit to, John, is once that, you know, list is ready for distribution, we can have the Green Practices Commission present at a study session.
Okay. That's good, yeah.
And then you know, you'll send it to us, of course, in advance, but mm-hmm. you can also talk through that is study session. For those of you not familiar, it's the hour before the council meeting, usually 5:30 to 6:30. And, you know, we can ask questions in a freewheeling kind of manner, and it's just a lot less formal.
Open to the public?
Open to the public. They can't participate, but...
They can listen.
They can listen.
Yeah.
It's a lot less formal than the council meeting where it's hard to ask questions and that sort of thing. So, and have a discussion.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Let's do that. And, Mary, somewhere in the meeting minutes you send out or something before next meeting, maybe even a week before, just tell people that this is what we want you to come back with. The four of us will know about it, but the two who aren't here really need to get this message.
I could send out a note sooner than that.
Sure, send
next
it out
week,
after
so
not, next couple days
a little
if
bit more time to put something
send
together.
It out next couple days if need be to get people looking at it.
I think it'd be nice to at some point to take that list of action items once we prioritize them and make an implementation plan too. And I don't know where creating an implementation plan comes into play, if it's after we present to the council and get feedback from them, but get really specific about what's required to implement those action items. Who are the people at the city, staff people, who are key in making something happen?
Okay.
What are the budgetary implications, all of that?
Okay, so that will follow down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Would you guys mind if I pulled action items from the report that I did?
Fine.
And then you guys did the WashU report, just to bring some stuff that I've done into the fold as
Absolutely,
opposed to relying
yeah.
on
yeah.
WashU students.
And okay. then, sorry to go back to this, but I'm still confused as to where this...
That's well, a that's the WashU thing, right?
No, this is something Barb wrote up.
Yeah, but that was like her summary, because here's my summary of the energy and emissions chapter
summary
of this. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe not the most recent version of that.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe. And I say it's only half the sustainability report. Mm-hmm. That's in the most recent one anyway.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so here's, I did the energy and emissions chapter, which had a lot of yellow in it. That's all I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but okay,
which
so that's
very much, but it's yellow.
That's good to keep in mind too. In fact, do you have a electronic copy of that?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you send that to everybody too,
sure.
in terms of this thing that's put together, so we can, you know, doesn't hurt, it doesn't take up much space or print or papers. Send
yeah.
it electronically to every
yeah.
all the commission members to look about and think about.
So just I'm trying to keep things straight here. There's the 2015 report. There's this summary that Connie has from Barbara. And then there's the 2021 draft WashU student plan.
And that was built on the earlier 2012 report, which I think actually was amended in 18 or 15, one or the other there, someplace like that.
Okay.
But the original thing, that the basis for all this was whoever put it together in 2012.
Okay.
And I'm guessing that's when this commission was originally founded. Because it'd be about 9 years. That makes sense.
The greenhouse gas emissions survey or inventory and the climate action plan that I wrote in, it was for 2015, I believe. But there's also a 2005 report for that I tried to incorporate into mine as much as possible. But I don't know if you've been into the databases at City Hall.
I've looked around.
It's
there's
a
lot of information,
yeah.
and it's not necessarily well organized.
So that's why I tried to make the thing that I produced so that you wouldn't have to go back to find the 2005. Like all the graphs I made, I pulled the 2005 data and put it in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, forget that other report. But there's duplicates of stuff everywhere. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. And that work that you did was in 2015?
I think it was.
Would you be willing to send that back out again?
Yeah, I got it right. Well, I'm not connected to the internet. Greenhouse gas inventory. What's the date on it? I wrote it in 2017, but it was using 2015 data. They hired a WashU student that disappeared like a month into it. And his work was terrible. Jenny was like, "Oh, you can totally just, you know, pick up where he left off." And I looked at it and I was like, "I most certainly cannot."
I had to do that for Prend.
They're doing you no favors when they give you other people's stuff.
Awkward part is the sustainability director's son.
Okay, so I think we're at a good shifting point here. I think we've thought about what to do on the sustainability thing going forward, and I think we'll get some progress and do it next time.
Mm-hmm.
Mary also had on this thing the comprehensive plan 2023 update as to how that affects us, and I haven't seen it. I have no idea what's on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it to you to tell us what's going on with that.
Have you all heard about the comprehensive plan update?
Well, the comprehensive plan is a product of the Plan Commission,
right.
which updates it every whatever some odd years.
Yeah.
And
every 20 years.
something like that. We did one when I was...
And that's not Vision 20...
It's different.
It's different from
they're,
that?
They're connected. The 2040 vision informs the comprehensive plan. But
okay.
as part of... We're now officially in the comprehensive plan process. They were two different consultants. But yeah, that report is informing the comprehensive plan. But we will be doing specific engagement with the public for the comprehensive plan, and that's starting like next week. So there's a website for the comprehensive plan. It's wemakeyoucity.com. There will be surveys on the website. We're hosting two public workshops in March. We are also distributing paper surveys. So in ROARS, the issue that comes out in, I think it'll come out in like mid-February or early March, there will be a survey in there that people can drop off. So we're trying to cover our bases. We're getting out into the community at various events. Like we'll be at the Loop Ice Carnival a week from Saturday. UCity in Bloom. We're trying to get out to as many different groups as we can so that we have representative feedback and input. But the comprehensive plan hasn't been updated since 2005. So this is really important to set the vision for the city going forward for the next 20 years. And a big component of it, of course, is resilience, so environmental resilience. So a comprehensive plan is very broad, you know, it covers all topics like how land is used and developed. I don't know if you all are familiar with the comprehensive plan and what it is, but it talks about land use, it talks about how development happens and what it should look like. It talks about transportation, access to neighborhoods and between neighborhoods, natural resources. We haven't created an outline because we're not that far along yet. We're trying to just gather as much input as we can, what's important to the community. So I don't know exactly if that's a good description of what a comprehensive plan is, but it is a policy document, and it will guide the city in making changes to its ordinances, specifically in like the zoning code. It will make specific recommendations for the city to implement over the next 20 years. So I would hope that you all are interested in it, and if you have time to take a look at the website, fill out a survey, you can be as involved as you would like to be. I don't know if you want to attend a workshop, or I could make periodic updates back to the advisory committee of the comprehensive plan of what we've discussed here and how to incorporate that. I just wanted you all to know that this is happening. It's a big effort. The final plan will be complete in fall, probably late fall. So right now we're in the community engagement, early stages. Analysis is happening at the same time, and then we'll start drafting the plan over the summer. And when I say we have a consultant who's doing this.
Have you talked to One UCity? Do you know what that is?
One UCity.
It's sort of an effort to have one PTO for all the four elementaries in the middle school.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good resource.
And they just had a big meeting at Pershing last Tuesday, so 2 days ago. There's some sort of chili cook-off event and social justice expo.
Chili cook-off, I've heard about that.
It's Spark and something, or something in Spark. Spice and Spark. The chili is the spice, and the social justice is the spark, apparently.
That's nice.
My wife is on the board as like the head of communication or something. But I think that they've been getting a lot of participation, especially from like family groups, North Olive and stuff. You know, they're going around all the schools and things like that. I think that they're all about community engagement and stuff, so
awesome.
They may be able to help you. I'll email you the the woman who's in charge.
Okay.
A name escapes me right now.
Okay.
But if they've got an event and they're just, you know, they're looking for people to just set up tables, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, social justice sort of like outreach type tables, but there's no reason that you guys couldn't set one.
Oh, that'd be a perfect opportunity to be there. Yeah. I think I remember hearing about this, and it's on our list of events to get in touch
yeah.
with. Like, is it early February? Okay.
I'll find out
more.
Actually, I could text my wife right now.
Yeah, that would be great. We have all kinds of materials that we'll be giving to volunteers. You know, I don't know if any of you know Patricia McQueen. She's a member of the Plan Commission. She had the idea of when it starts to get warmer, there are often barbecues at Pete's. So being at Pete's, you know, just it can be very informal opportunities to engage with folks. So that's the stage we're in now. So yeah, if you have any ideas and are willing to spread the word about it, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a look at it, yeah.
And I can share more information or email with you all, but in terms of green practices and sustainability, that's one of the key themes.
We certainly might be able to get some input. How much this comprehensive plan is a guiding document versus a legal document, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more of a guiding document.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certainly the city manager and the council try to stay with it as much as possible, if it makes sense, but as things change over time.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this in my time when I was chair of the Plan Commission years ago, that things come and go, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes this comprehensive plan ends up being more of a guiding document than anything
definitely.
Else.
Yeah, but it can help us, you know, if we're deciding whether to rezone something or not, or what to.
Right, yeah.
A comprehensive plan can really give us the footing to be able to do
that. Okay, yeah, I appreciate that, yeah.
And to change our ordinances so that they're more, our zoning ordinances, so that they're more equitable, they're more mindful of things like impervious surfaces, you know,
yeah.
lot coverage.
You need a comprehensive view of, like, how to deal with other municipalities that
yeah.
are giving us their stormwater and
yeah.
all kinds of stuff. That's a big, big problem.
So. And John, correct me, Adam is the Green Practices representative for...
That north, for the North of Olive Group, yes, for the what was it, for the money to do on the... how they're going to spend the money.
Oh, I thought he was for the visioning.
That's the visioning.
Okay,
yeah. But I thought that was all for North of Olive, the third ward.
No, the visioning was the first part of the comprehensive plan.
Oh, I thought...
That Vision 2040 thing, that was the first step in the comprehensive plan process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long process.
Okay.
So that was the first step. And Adam, I think, was the representative
yes, he
from
was,
Green
yes.
Practices.
Yeah.
So in the vision for the city, Green Practices had a voice at the table
okay.
as
yeah.
represented through Adam.
Yeah, and we could talk about having a Green Practices commissioner
yeah,
on the advisory committee.
Yeah, so that's, I think Adam was chosen because he wanted some people from the third ward
right,
on there,
right,
and he lives in the
right,
third ward. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of the members of that were sort of chosen as chairs of the current commissions.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought they'd ask me, but they, I'd happen to serve, but they wanted Adam, that was fine by me. I'm happy to have him serve on there.
Sounds like ageism to me. I think you need to call your lawyer.
Yeah. Hey, I'm only 82. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
you know?
Do you think Adam would be interested in serving on the advisory committee, or is anyone else interested in serving on the advisory committee from the Green Practices Commission? And you can think about it.
Yeah, I need to think about it.
But I'll throw that out there and then share more information about the plans.
Okay.
And I'll see more tangible stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
The last thing we have here under old business is the Dark Skies Ordinance. I'm not sure where we were with that. I think we were just talking about things in general quite a while back.
Yeah, I made a presentation on it. I don't need to do it tonight. Because I haven't looked at it since last March or April, whenever we were going to meet. But it's been sitting on my desktop since then. I'd be happy. I think it was just, I'm trying to look at it now. I can't find it. You know, it's a short thing. I think it's just some general information. And I went through and did some calculations. I tried to find some, like, dark skies maps because of the park in Overland, comparing it to He-Man.
Yeah, we had some information at one point on some cities that had incorporated dark skies ordinance and put them in place.
Yeah.
I forget where that went.
Yeah, apparently I did quite a bit of research with maps and stuff on it. I don't remember doing this, but it was a long time ago. I know I went through and tried to find different values for, like, the different parks compared to Stacy Park in terms of radiance levels, apparently. And we've got a couple parks that are less than Stacy Park, or darker than Stacy Park. Mm. And if Stacy Park is the one that got the dark skies stamp of approval.
Okay.
We got Ruth Park, which would be easy to do.
Yeah.
Miller Park apparently is darker than Stacy. I fell into some numbers and graphs, which are the things I like. You see, like, I made a cute little map of radiance over the last decade and stuff. I mean,
nice.
I was ready to go last summer.
Yeah,
apparently I was gonna,
all right, when do you plan to bring that next time, okay?
I'll be ready with this next time.
Okay. I'm not trying to rush things, but I just see this as an organization meeting, really, for where we're going forward,
right. Yeah.
which is what you have pretty much in here, too. So that's good. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that anybody wants to bring up? Stacy, want to give us a council liaison update, or do you have anything in mind?
We had a council meeting on Monday, and relatively short meeting. Three things to acknowledge. First of all, for those of you who've been in UCD a while, Paulette Carr, who was a long-serving council person, three terms, she passed away. So the council acknowledged her and her service. So she had a battle with cancer. Second, we received a presentation from the Stormwater Commission. So they have been, for those of you, I'll just say very quickly, they've been tasked with looking at our flooding and stormwater issues. They presented, as I alluded to earlier in the meeting, a series of recommendations through a lot of data and other stuff, but it ended with a series of recommendations. Some cost money, some didn't. The council's going to take up the things that are easy to do and deliberate on those and see what we can implement. The final thing that the council took up is, as you may be aware, the state passed a recreational marijuana statute. The voters approved it. I think it's actually an amendment to the Constitution. So what that means is recreational marijuana, as of basically December, became legal. Individual municipalities now have to do the work of amending ordinances and that sort of thing to actually allow it to be implemented, but recreational marijuana is technically legal in the state of Missouri. So we have a dispensary on Olive, a medicinal dispensary called Starbuds. It is now, we're now going through the process of trying to amend our ordinance that only allowed for medicinal to allow recreational. Part of this happening is the opportunity to tax it.
Sure. And so the driving force.
Yeah.
So the council voted to approve for the ballot. I don't think it's in the spring ballot. I think it's August. Don't hold me to that. But it will be put in front of the UCD voters, a 3% tax on recreational marijuana sales. That is in line with what other municipalities are doing at the 3% level. So it will go to a vote of the people, but the council has approved that.
Are there any projected revenues for that?
So that's been trickier to get at. That has been asked. this is new. Recreational is new. We can look at Illinois, but people say, well, that's kind of a different animal than, you know, so it's harder to say. It'll be more than what we're getting now. I mean, that's we can say for sure. So there's that. There are some things that the city needs to look at in terms of means of distribution. So what do I mean by that? Right now, Starbuds is a medical dispensary. You go in, you present your card, you receive your cannabis, you leave. In a recreational context, similar kind of thing, you go in, now you don't need a card, but you receive your cannabis and you leave. There's also lounge options, a bar for weed. I mean, that's what we're talking about. Starbuds is not interested in doing that, but we want to be thoughtful about our amendment. If that's something we want to do down the road at some point, we might as well put in the amendment now so we don't have to go back. I don't know if we want to do that. There's been an argument that that could be something for the loop. A lot to be figured out. But, you know, we want to be thoughtful about the amendment so we don't have to keep going back and redoing it. But we cannot do recreational until we amend the ordinance. So I have phone calls from another Starbucks wondering when we're going to do that.
Have other municipalities, like, you know, in the county,
done it already? So, according to the owner of Starbuds, they are also in Festus. And I think Festus is, not surprisingly, moving a little bit quicker than we are in terms of amending their ordinance. Because they had, like us, just an ordinance that allowed for medicinal distribution.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Closing round, any comments from anybody?
I just took a float out there again. I sent out the email about, you know, just getting together on a social level. And then they didn't really follow through on it because life's crazy. But, you know, if anybody's interested in that, if that would be interesting, I think it's just a good opportunity to get to know each other, learn more about what we're passionate about, how we can support that, and maybe work together more effectively as a group.
Okay.
Although I think we've been I think there are a lot of opportunities here.
Okay.
So, if people are interested, once it starts warming up, you know, we could meet at a restaurant, or, you know, I'd be even willing to
meet at Starbucks.
Post it
out. Productive.
Host it out, even like my house or whatever. You know, show off my new rain garden that MSD helped pay for.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Barring any objections, I'm going to adjourn the meeting at 6:38. Okay.
Well, nice to see everybody again.
Yeah.
Next time we may go longer if we have a lot more to firm stuff.
How many presentations are you going to do now, Tim?
Two.
Okay.
Well, the dark skies one I made is something called a pechakucha. It's a Japanese form of presentations.